Welcome to MPA's Tech Table. I'm Justin.
And I'm Diana.
And we're your hosts. We'll be serving up a heaping spoonful of all things tech.
We promise it'll be easy to digest.
Hi there.
Hi. You know, we always answer questions on Mondays. And I actually have a question.
You have a question.
Yeah, I have a question that I'm going to pose. I'm going to answer it myself, don't worry.
Oh, okay, good. Yeah, you're looking at my face.
I am looking at your face because this is non-scripted. I mean, you know, usually we have notes.
Well, yes, of course we have notes.
We apparently had a glitch and didn't have any questions to get to our inbox. So send us those questions. What's the email address, Diana?
Questions@askmpa.com.
That's right. I'm going to talk about something I had a question about, because I do. I mean, we have a lot of technology in our home.
Yes.
And it's a large, historic home.
Mm-hmm.
And my problem was with Wi-Fi, the Wi-Fi signal not being strong enough. So I actually sent a question in.
You did.
a tech support request, basically,
right,
for the house.
Right.
Both about Wi-Fi and then about battery backups, because I hear a lot about battery backups and I didn't really know what they actually were. So we're going to talk about that a little. So my question number one was, how do I get a Wi-Fi signal to be better in our house? And truly, it's hard when you have a historic home because they have very thick walls.
Thick walls, big spaces.
Yeah, you know, I mean, new construction, typically, the walls are, 8 inches thick or something like that? The interior walls in our home are over a foot thick.
Yes.
And the exterior walls are 16 inches to 18 inches. Exactly. This is why these houses are historic and they last forever, I suppose.
Right.
But that causes a problem because now everything's wireless. And wireless signals have a really hard time on anything that's residential grade getting through, you know, the floors and the walls. So I pose this question to David, our tech leader and CEO at MPA. What do we do about this? We had two routers we were using that brought our, you know, we have fiber optic. I love, Iowa's great because we have fiber optic in a lot of communities, and that's fantastic. Many states have no fiber optic at all, so it's
right.
Great that we do. We have fiber optic, great service coming into the house, and I said, what do we do to get better Wi-Fi signal? Because these two routers were not cutting it. They were just, you know, like $100, under $100 routers. They were probably in the $50 to $60
range. Which still is nothing to sneeze at.
It isn't, but David, you know, said, well, honestly, we're going to have to go up to almost the $200 router.
Mm-hmm.
And it's got an extended range. It's just beefier. It glows fancy colors, I noticed.
Ooh, that's what I like.
Yeah, well, for me, I'm like, I don't know what else that thing's doing. But anyway, so it boosted our signal. I mean, it's a much better quality. So price does matter. I think that's the moral of the story here. Price does matter. I mean, yes, we had to spend another $100 than I would have spent, almost $150 actually, than I would have spent on a router. But it made a huge difference in our house.
Yes.
So from personal experience, maybe you have to buy a more expensive router. The next thing is the battery backup. What is a battery backup for a computer? Well, if the power goes out, it will stay on. And we are a lot of times involved in very expensive recording sessions.
Yes.
On our computers, things like that are investments. And so when the power goes out, we don't want to lose everything we haven't saved. So that battery backup now, David put one of those on the computer, and it will keep the computer on for 20 minutes to a half an hour when the power goes off. So you still have to turn it off, but that gives you a chance to do it with and save your work and all of that. So
right.
I suggest a battery backup too, which is $100 to $150. Nothing to sneeze at, but it's good insurance. It can also protect you from surge.
Well, that sounds really helpful.
Yeah, absolutely. So that's from my own experience. Send your questions in to
questions@askmpa.com.
Until next time,
take care.
Tech Table is brought to you by MPA of Bloomfield, Iowa and God's Country Radio. You can visit us online at askmpa.com.
If you have questions or comments, please send them to questions@askmpa.com. That's questions@askmpa.com.
And thanks for listening.